We stay Tisha B'Av afternoon. In Tfilat HaMincha, when you come to the Bracha of Yerushalayim, Mincha Berachamim Tashuv, we add Tfilat Nachem about Yerushalayim, Churban Yerushalayim. My first question is, why Tfilat Nachem take place only in Mincha? Every Rosh Chodesh we say Yaleh V'Yavo. Arvit, Shacharit and Mincha. Every tefillah, we mention, today is Rosh Chodesh, and we say Yaleh V'Yavo. Is why Tisha B'Av, Tfilat Nachem, take place only in the Mincha, before we end the 3 weeks, before we end the day of Tisha B'Av. Why we not mention this from Arvit and Shacharit and later in Mincha? Moreover, when we look inside and we see after Chazal tell us exactly how Yerushalayim look, Ha'ir Avela, V'Chareva, etc., come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, He promised to us, He go to rebuild Yerushalayim with fire. Ki ata Hashem be'esh yitzita, u'be'esh ata atid livnota. שנאמר, ואני יהיה לנאום השם, חומת אש סביב, ולכבוד אהיה בתוכה. The source of this line, what הקדוש ברוך הוא promise, he go to rebuild ירושלים with fire, take place in גמרא עם מסכת בבא קמא דף סמך. זה גמרא teaches about רב עמי ורב אסי, come to visit רבי יצחק נפחא. And one of them say to him, to share דבר הלכה, and the other one say, to share דבר הגדה. And he told them, I will share with you, show דבר הלכה and הגדה in same time. The פסוק say, כי תצא אש ומצא קוצים ונחל גדיש או קמה, שלם ישלם המבהיר, somebody light fire in his backyard, the fire go to the neighbor, need to pay. כך, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני הצעתי אש בציון. I burn Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. עליי לשלם את הבעירה שהבערתי. My responsibility to pay all the damage what I make. שנאמר, ואני אהיה לחומת אש סביב ולכבוד יהיה בתוכה. And my second question is, why is so necessary to הקדוש ברוך הוא to rebuild Yerushalayim is fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we made for you almost 2,000 years. In any way, we look for, you will rebuild Yerushalayim in Beit HaMikdash, with wood, with stone. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu, say, only with fire. I burn Yerushalayim, is fire. I go to rebuild Yerushalayim is fire. Why is so necessary? It's psukim. In Divrei Anavi, how we explain this? And my last question is, the Gemara says in Masechet Bechorot, in Chet Amud Bet, about Saba de Beatuna, the smart people in Atun, ask Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah a set of questions. And they want to show him, we more clever, we more smart from all the Jewish people. We know you're a special smart nation, but we one step above you. And one of the questions was asked him, two chicken, delivery egg. One is black and one is white. And the two eggs mix. And we really don't know what egg belong to the black chicken and what egg belong to the white chicken. This is a question. Any answer? We have two goats, one black and one white. And we take milk from the goat and we make cheese from the goat and the two cheese now mix. We don't know what cheese belong to the white goat and what cheese belong to the black goat. And my last question is, how we explain the question and how we explain the answer and obviously how is relevant for us. Is again, short and clear. Question number one, why Tfilat Nachem, what we mentioned in Mincha, Betisha Be'av, take place only in Mincha? Why not? In Arvit, in Shacharit. Exactly every Rosh Chodesh. We mentioned Rosh Chodesh, all the tefillot in the day. And question number two, why is it so necessary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us, I go to rebuild Yerushalayim only Misfayim? Ani ala chomat es sabim. Why is it so necessary to Hashem to build Yerushalayim Misfayim? He can build it anyway. We wait and we are very excited when this will happen. No, no, only Misfayim. Why? As a last question, what kind of question? Chachmei Atuna asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya about two chicken, one black and one gold, and one white. And they have two eggs. We don't know what egg belong to the white chicken and what egg belong to the black chicken. How we can know? And the answer, we have two goats, one white and one black. And we take milk from the goat and milk from the cheese, and these pieces of cheese also mix. And we don't know what piece of cheese belong to the black goat and what piece of cheek belong to the white goat. What kind of answer, what kind of question is asking? To answer this question, we will walk B'Siyata D'Shmaya step by step, and really we will see how it's relevant for us. And really we will see the uniqueness of Tisha B'Av before we end the 3 weeks. And we start in this way. Yaakov Avinu in the last night of in Eretz Israel, he almost died. Eliphaz come to kill him, and they negotiate, and he said to him, take everything what I have, ani chashuv kemet, and he stay only with the stick. He has a special dream in the night, he wake up in the morning, he makes a big promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaidor Yaakov, neder le'emor, im yeh Elokim imadi ushmane b'derech hazeh, asher anokhi olech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch me, and protect me, I promise you. והיה השם לי לאלוהים, this stone, I will make בית אלוהים, וכל אשר תיתן לי עשר עשינו לך. From everything what you will give me, I give you my sir, and I go to build, to put the foundation from הבית הגדול. But before he say, והיה השם לי לאלוהים, והיה השם לי לאלוהים, קם חזל, אל מדרש רבה, in פרשת ויצא, and say to us, אמר רבי יהושע דסכנין בשם רבי לוי, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a conversation what he have with the Avot and makes this the key of the redemption what he go to bring to the children. And he say, Yaakov Avinu, when you promise me, what kind of language you use? Ve'aya Hashem li le'Elohim. I promise you, I go to bring the redemption to your children with this language. והיה ביום ההוא יצאו מים חיים ירושלים. והיה ביום ההוא יטיפו הערים אסיס. והיה ביום ההוא היה השם למלך על כל הארץ וצדרה. What is mean? What הקדוש ברוך הוא promise? What is so unique if Yaakov use the language והיה השם לי לאלוהים or any other way? The explanation is היה in Hebrew is mean past. והיה change to future. The verb in ve'aya, change the past to future. But what is mean? The word aya still exists. We only add the letter vav before the word aya. And this take the aya to the future. Is mean, Yaakov Avinu have kind of life, nothing die in the life of Yaakov Avinu. Any time in his past, difficult time, complicated time, confused for situations, what happened to him, he understand this is step to understand and to catch the next goal. He understand life is not present. And to connect ourselves to the future, we need to understand the past. Is part of the process to come to the future. This Vav, letter Vav, have special name in the Navi. When Yoshua sent Meraglim to check Eretz Israel and Rahav saves them, protects them, gives them all the information, she asks them one request. And she say, please, Promise me. When you take Eretz Israel, save my family. ונתתם לי אות אמת. This is the way how she tells it. ונתתם לי אות אמת. And Chazal come and tells us, אות אמת is אות וו. Why אות אמת? Letter of two is וו. Because look the word אות. Are you right in Hebrew the word אות? Not the letter, the word. Aleph, וו, תף. Aleph is the first letter. Taf is the last letter. And Vav connect between them. In other end, Vav connect, this is the letter what connect between A to Z, between Aleph to Taf. This is mean Ot Emet. And this is the reason. This is the reason when Yaakov Avinu five times in Tanakh we write his name with the letter Vav, Yaakov. And Rashi says in Parashat Bechukotai, Yaakov Avinu take one letter, what everybody knows this, from Eliyahu, and he said to him, I keep this with me, when you bring the redemption to my children, you will get back this letter. What letter he take? Vav, הנה אנוכי שולח לכם את אליה הנביא. Not Eliyahu, Eliya. Yaakov takes this letter. Why he takes this letter? Because if you will connect and show them how the path is part of the process to catch the future, you will get this letter. Because this is all my life. This, all the life of Yaakov, the letter Vav. All his essence to understand. Also, when we not understand, one day we'll understand. Because we know how to connect this to the future. And so interesting. Chazal come and tells us about Yosef HaTzadik. He looks same with his father Yaakov. And Chazal say, מה שהראה ליעקב הראה ליוסף, מה שהראה ליוסף הראה לציון. We soon we see this more inside. But it's so interesting. Look of Yosef HaTzadik. He lead us in the galut. You know, we have אבות שלושה, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. But Yosef also have status of Av. Also status of role model. He only one from all the children of Yaakov when the Torah mentioned his name when he passed away twice. End of Bereshis and beginning of Shmot. Bereshis is Sefer Ha'avot. Shmot is Sefer Ha'banim. Why the Torah mentioned him twice? Because Yosef, he is the Av of the Galut. He teach us how we can cross Galut and to catch the redemption. And it's so nice about Yosef. From the moment when Yaakov Avinu make special garment to Yosef HaTzadik, the pasuk start ve'Yisrael ahav et Yosef mikol banav et cetera. From this moment until the brother sell Yosef, every pasuk in the Torah start with the letter Vav. Ve'Yisrael ahav et Yosef, ve'yiru echav, ve'yachalom Yosef, ויאמר עליהם, זה בגיניק אופי אבי פוסק הריד, והנה אנחנו מעלמים עלומים, ויאמרו לו אחד, והיה חלום עוד חלום, ויספר אל אבי, ויקנו בו, ויאמר ישראל אל יוסף, ויאמר לו לך נראה, וימצאו איש, את סדרה, את סדרה, it's unbelievable, every פוסק סטארט בזה, לדבר, in this situation of Yosef stay, it's done, it's over, in the pit, with snake and scorpions, no way to stay alive, no way, but he understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu talk to him. If he not die on the spot, his mean is difficult. He really don't see anything about the present and the future after the pit. But he know this will take place. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu won't, he will die, this will happen in the first second. And he know to take difficult time and to understand this is process. And from every situation, what is challenge, we need to learn what we can take and to build the foundation for the future. This is Yosef HaTzadik. And so nice what the Navi Micha come and tells us. Va'ani ba'ashem atzape. I look for to Hashem. Ochila le'elohei ishi. Ochila, I beg. I really want to see him. Ishmeini Elohai. If he see how much I look for him, he will listen to me. And what He will say to me, אל תשמחי או יבטי לי, כי נפלתי, קמתי, כי ישב בחושך השם אור לי. קם חזל עניין קודשימוני and explain, שנו רבותינו, מתוך הכעס רצון, מתוך הכעס רצון, מתוך צרה רווחה, מתוך אפלה, from the darkness, אורה, מתוך ריחוק, קירוב. His mean is not A, and we move to, as a place is B. We finish with the bad, we come to the good. Is one piece, is one process. כי בהשם הצפה, זה look for to השם. We can say, כי נפלתי קמתי, כי ישב בחושך, השם אור לי. And this is also explained to us. Why? The middle letter in the Torah. זה גמרא שם מסכת קידושין, דף למד. When the Torah says פרשת שמיני, the list of all the animals, what we're not allowed to eat. What's the pasuk say? כל הולך על גחון. It means snake. The vav of גחון is bigger. From all the other letters. And every time when you have bigger or small letters, חזל come and ask, מה נשתנה? Why is this letter is big or small? As the Gemara say, in Kiddush in the Flamed, the great, great top tanoim get special title. Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim. What they do? They find. They count the letter and they find. Vav of גחון, the middle of the Torah. Big deal. Take any group of children. Kita A, Kita Vav. Give them a few special gifts. They will find exactly the same. Comes the Maharsha and explains so nicely, so beautifully. Vav, this is the middle of the Torah, this is a crossroad. I need to decide to give up if situation is complicated, if situation is difficult, if it looks dark in front of the eyes, or to understand this is part of the process. And we walk with Emunah, we make the right decision, what to do and how to do. And this also explained to us what almost every any parchment in the Torah, any column in the Torah, the top is the letter Vav, except six places, Biyah, Shmo. This all the Torah, Vav HaChibur, this all the essence of the Torah. To make this a little bit more clear, because it's very necessary, very important to understand this and to feel this in our daily life tamid. Twice in all the Tanakh, we find the word toldot with two vavim. Ele toldot ha-shamayim ve-aretz b'yom asot ha-shem elokim eretz b'shamayim. Ele toldot with two vavim. One more time, toldot with two vavim. Ele toldot peretz. End of Megillah Esrut. God created Adam HaRishon and give him the opportunity to see all the picture. To understand if you have only part of the puzzle, is only part. And he missed the opportunity. And we're going to get this in the end of the days because a little dot Peretz, Peretz, Olidet Chetzron, etc., Boaz, Oved, Ishai, David, Goel. We'll understand. We'll understand all the pieces. How it's come to, wow, one piece. Eliyahu knows this. Yaakov Avinu, this all his life with this. He said to Eliyahu, I will give you your letter. When you bring all my children together, when you show them how is one piece and not to give up in any situation. Now we understand why Tfilat Nachem take place only in Mincha in Tisha B'Av. Not Ma'ariv, not Shachris. Why? Because in this time, Bet HaMikdash start to burn. You know this. But the point is, no one believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to take this so far. They understand they deserve punish and big punish, but to burn his house? Impossible. How we say, Lo eminu malchei eretz, ki avot tzar ve'oya b'sharei Yerushalayim. No way. When this happened, you know what happened to every one of us? In this time, when Beit HaMikdash start to burn, we understand one way what can keep us survive is tshuva. Is tshuva. In this moment, Am Yisrael start to make tshuva with full heart. How I know this? How I know this? The Gemara say black or white. In Masechet Yuma Daf Nunei, when going walk into Beit HaMikdash, they want to know what the Jewish people have in this secret place, Kodesh HaKodoshim. What they have in this place? One person, one time here walk in. We need to check. They walk in and they see the Kruvim give hug to each other. Hug to each other. This is what they have in Kodesh HaKodoshim terribly. They take this to the Jewish communities. Look, everything is fake by you. Kol ro'eha izilua ki ra'u ervata, we say Megillah Seicha. The pasuk the Gemara mentioned. And the question of many mefarshim ask, how can it happen? When we have great relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kruvim is face to face. The highlight every day in Beit HaMikdash, we have time, what we move the parochet and we see the Kruvim face to face, we know, wow, we're in great shape with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Great relationship. If it's back to back, we need to make tshuva. How can it happen? Beren Beit HaMikdash. The Kruvim hug to each other? Yes. Because in this moment, the tshuva comes from deep, deep place in our heart. And I tell you more. Listen, this is mamash pilei pleim. Pilei pleim. The Mishnah say, like Shabbat, in Tainis, lo ayu yamim tovim kechamisha asar be'av v'kiyom ha-kippurim. Lo ayu yamim tovim kechamisha asar be'av v'kiyom ha-kippurim. I tell you the truth. I ask many people, I ask myself, for years, how we can say the top two holidays in Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur and Tu Be'av. Yom Kippur, I understand, ask everyone, people will mention Yom Kippur. Tu Be'av, what is Tu Be'av? This is top two. People say Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, but these only two holidays, what come after Tshuva. After Tshuva. First, every year in Tisha B'Av, in time of the desert, also teach us. All of Israel from age of 20 to 60 make grave and they walk in. And every year, people die, they stay and recover them. The last year, Tu B'Av, Tisha B'Av over, everybody come outside. They feel they have mistaken the calendar. They go again, night after. Exactly same, night after. When they come to the middle of the month, they see the moon completely, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mochel to us from Tisha B'Av. We understand this now, retroactive. Our tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept. This is Tu Be'av. Yom Kippur, come after the sin of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti Kidvarecha. It means Tisha Be'av. In potential, this is Yom Kippur. If we take the last few hours what left in Tisha Be'av, and we decide to elevate something in our life, to do this better, we have the easy pass for Yom Kippur. We don't need to wait until Yom Kippur. All Elul will look different. All Rosh Hashanah in 10 days, you will look different. This is Lari Yamim Tovim. Days would come after Tshuva. Wow, this is a happy days. What do you say about the Kohen Gadol? Emet ma nira, emet ma nira mare Kohen Gadol betzeto mebet kodshi ha-kodashim. Emet ma needar mare Kohen Gadol. When he came out from Kodesh HaKodeshim, in Yom Kippur, wow! And we have all the list, how we compare, Kohen Gadol compared to Chosan, etc., etc. As Mimele, we understand, Tisha B'Av afternoon, this was the moment what Am Israel make tshuva with full heart from this reason, because Baruch Hu want to show this to us, only we can understand this, any other cannot understand this, only us, the Kruvim give hug to each other. Kodesh Baruch Hu say, we will walk together. Continue. Don't give up. It's terrible. It's the tragedy we cannot explain. Look, the number of people who died. Look what happened. But continue. Don't give up. Continue. Take this to the next step. To our generation to say this is more easy. Because in the Holocaust, look what happened. Who survived? Chance to survive, chance to start new life, chance to build Jewish state. What now all the nations stay in the line to get advice or to get any other thing what we have. Is mean. Chazal come and tells us, yes, now in Mincha, this can happen. And for this reason, in Tfilat Nachem, what we say, ki be'esh itzita, u be'esh ata atid livnotah. Because Moshe say, what you feel, this is fire, what burn, this is fire, what give life and help to build. And give me to expand this a little bit more. Why specifically fire? In Yechezkel Perek Daled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Yechezkel, he was a Navi of the Golus. Take huge stone, it take a few months, engrave in the stone, city of Yerushalayim, make wall around the city, and soldier try to go up to the wall, army around, in Yerushalayim, between the houses, please make wall from metal. Take this, please. Go from community and community and show this to them. Show this to them. V'haya le'ot livnei Yisrael. What does mean v'haya le'ot livnei Yisrael? What going here? Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Yechezkel, say to Am Yisrael, we're in very critical, special, unique moment. The question is, what kind of wall go to collapse? The wall of Yerushalayim and the nation, the Nebuchadnezzar will walk in and destroy Yerushalayim, or the wall of the middle. But in Yerushalayim, what does it mean? The difference between wall from metal and wall from stone is very easy. You travel to Yerushalayim, you want to rest, you make some picnic and some garden, but connect to the wall of the old city. And you take some nap, you lean off the wall. And somebody in the other side make also a barbecue, make open fire. You can smell, but you cannot feel anything, zero. But if it's wall from metal, and you lean on one side, in the beginning you feel a little bit warm, more fire, more warm, and you need to run away. It's danger. When we have more and more warm, what's going to happen to the wall from metal? Melt. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, go say to Am Yisrael, if you feel any wall divide between them to me, between them to each other, is only from metal, not from stone. Metal. And now the question is, what wall will collapse? Yerushalayim Chas v'Chalila, or between them? And so nice, how we know Barzel, metal, Barzel in Hebrew, Chazal come and tell us in many places, is the acronym of Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, Leah. All our mother creates this medal to teach us all the time. If we show more warm to each other, if we come a little bit more nice to each other, in any area, in any field, we know, we don't know the person. This step by step melt the wall. And we see how much we close to each other. How much we can learn from each other after RFP, every one of us is different from each other. There's no question. Everyone has his way, his direction, but we can learn from everyone. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. When the smart people in Atun, Saba de Be Atuna, ask Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, what they ask him? You Jewish people, smart nation. You have a new calendar, the Maharsha says it's word by word, in Bechorot of Chet. You smart nation, you have 21 bad, difficult, dark days between Shiva, Sabbat, and Mustu, Tisha B'Av. But you have also beautiful, happy, light days between Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, Gmar Din. What motivates you to follow after God? If he gives you more happy days, all the effort, shave. Good, we put more effort, we get more happy days, but if it's bad days and happy days, dark days and happy days is equally, what motivates your nation to following after God? It don't give you any bonus. Come. Rabbi Yoshua and tells them so nicely, he tells them we have also two goats we have. One black and one white. And we take milk from the goat. We make cheese from the goat. The cheese look white. And we don't know what cheese come from the black goat, what cheese come from the white goat. What does it mean? We have two goats in Yom Kippur. one la Hashem, one la Azazel. We pay same amount of money, they look same, the same size, one la Azazel, one la Hashem. And you know, a piece of the string, what you have on the Mizbeach, have also on the goat la Azazel. Seir la Hashem cannot feel the tshuva if you not have the Seir la Azazel. Seir la Azazel cannot help if you not make the avoda inside of the Mikdash. We need both of them. In other hand, he said, by us, we can come close to Hashem also from the difficult days, also from the complicated days. It's not we have bad and good, dark and light. From any situation, we can learn something what we can say, yes, we're going to do this. We need only to believe about our ambition. To believe we have this. And we can do this. This is what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah answered to them. It's not equally days. Every day, this is how the Bnei Sachar come and tells us, Kol rotfea isigua ben ha-metzarim. What does it mean, kol rotfea? Kol rodefia. Kol rodefia. Everyone run up to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, also ben ha-metzarim. He can catch him. This is what Chazal come and tells us. And when we take this kind of understanding, we understand something else. Chazal come and say, kol ha-tzarot she'ira le-Yosef, era le-Tzion. Yosef ve-gimatria Tzion. If every pasuk what happened with Yosef happened to Yerushalayim. ויקרא יעקב סמלותיו בציון לבחי ומספד ביוסף הימהן להתנחם בציון תאיצו להם נחם יצדרה יצדרה. And in the end כל הטובות שיראו ליוסף יראו לציון. יוסף יפה תואר יפה מראה ציון יפה נוף מסוס כל הארץ. As we see what חזל come and teach us, ביוסף כתיב את יהודה שלח לפניו בציון הנה אנוכי שולח מלאכי. This is what Chazal come and teach us. We stay now in the end of the 3 weeks. But this end, this few hours what left, potentially we can get all the avoda of Elul Rosh Hashanah, Yemei HaTshuva ve Yom Kippur at this time. This is time what Am Yisrael feel relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how the Kruvim hug to each other. This is time what Yaakov come and say, don't look about what happened in the past. It's not Ayah. Is Ve'aya. And when we do this in this way, it's B'siyata Dishmaya, when we come out from fast of Tisha B'Av, and we walk to the beautiful week what take us to Tu B'Av, we can listen to the echo what take place in Yom Kippur. What kind of echo? Lech echol besimcha lachmecha, shte belev tuv yenecha, ki kvar atza Elokim et ma'asicha. We can zoche, to feel, yes, we're in the way, up and up, in avodat Hashem, ben adam lechavero, ben adam lemakom. Yisten HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will zoche, every one of us will zoche, with bracha, bryut, tziyat ha-dishmaya, and great year, what lemaase start, end of Tisha B'Av. We up all the time, Tu B'Av, or Elul, or Shoshana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shana Rabba, Simcha Torah, we all the way now up. Kadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all the mishlot, ibeno le-tova, bebryut, bracha, ובהרבה הרבה, tziyat ha-dishmaya.